Yeah. Who?
My name is Boxer Tom.
Huh?
My name is Boxer Tom. Thomas. Boxer Thomas. I'm a friend of Dave and Orion.
Thomas. Boxer Thomas.
Thomas.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask concerning the neutral devotee, the first position or ras, the neutral devotee. I understand it that the neutral devotee is one who has some affection for Krishna, but does not necessarily want to have a relationship of serving Krishna.
What do you mean by neutral devotee?
Shantaras.
Huh?
Shantaras. Shantaras. He means a Shantaras.
I don't follow you.
Shantaras. Shantaras.
Shantaras.
Shantaras.
Shantaras.
Shantaras.
Shantaras devotee. That is not neutral. What do you mean neutral? Both sides? What is? Neutral means both sides he has got. But Shantarasa, that mere submission to the truth, not active tendency to satisfy him.
Yes.
That is Shantarasa.
Yes.
That is mere submission.
Yes.
And a slight attraction. But not so much inspiration as to serve him, to satisfy him.
Yes.
That is lowest rasa. The submissive closeness, nearness of the truth.
Yes.
Not any active transaction.
Okay.
That is shanta rasa.
Yes.
That is not to be called neutral. Neutral both the parties and do not not either to mix with any party. Or many parties of different types, and he is neutral, he is none, he is for none. A shantarasa means submission, submissive to the truth, but not actively engaged to follow his dictation, to satisfy him. That is shantara, the lowest rasa, nishtha, nishtha, the pro-truth, not active.
I see.
The service, not practically in service, practical connection, but admit and submit to the truth.
I see.
That's the lowest conception of a devotee.
So, my question is,
yes.
If someone is having that position, simply submissive,
mm-hmm.
but still not so much actively
yes.
wanting to serve.
That is also there are also so many inter stages, analytical stages. By Shantarasa to Vaikuntha. Shantarasa in Vrindavan, they are different. And in their posing also, the flute also Shantarasa, the Yamuna, the river, the hill, Govardhana, the forest, the earth, the sand,
yes.
also Shantarasa, so many birds also Shantarasa, beast also Shantarasa. There are so many, there are gradations in Shantarasa also.
Yes.
And different types in Shantarasa. The seat, Shantarasa. Cows are Shantarasa. So many Shantarasa, passive attitude.
Yes.
More or less passive attitude. They are serving in a passive way.
I see.
Shantarasa.
So how is it that they have attained that position in the spiritual world without having such a deep desire to want to serve
Krishna.
There
is personality inside. You see, the Ganges is there in the watery body. But the person Ganges is there, the Jamuna person is there, though watery water flow of a river, his body. So, the person within and the body is in a passive way serving, rendering services. We have to consider that. They are person. They are not property.
Yes.
Not things only.
Yes.
But they are suitable to render that sort of passive service. The singhasan, the chhatra, the dress, the bed of Santarasa, the food, Santarasa, the passive mode, rendering service. But there is a personality within, posing itself. Just as in a drama. A man is playing the part of a dead body. Now what the time?
10 o'clock.
Then today we retire here.
Maharaj, today is the disappearance day of Gaur Kishordas
Babaji. Gaur Kishordas Babaji. So something about him.
Can you please?
Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj. He was born in Haridwar district near Padma, Bihar. He came in a merchant family, but and he took initiation from the Advaita Goswami. But afterwards, when mature in life, he left the world and went to Vrindavan. His previous name was Bansidas, and then when he approached his Gurudev, who was the disciple of Jagannath Das Babaji, one Bhagavad Das, took this Babaji base from him and began his bhajan, mainly taking the name Mahamantra. And he used his habit was very strict Vairagi habit, his Vairagya. His renunciation was very, very firm and strong. Then about 32 years he passed in Vrindavan. After that, he got some inspiration within and he came to live in Navadvip. And there is a place where he used to live in public, sometimes in a cottage, sometimes in public dharamsala, to avoid the crowd, the mob. By the direction of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had no disciples. Master did not initiate anybody, we are told. He might have given one or two, but not to be traced. Bhaktivinoda Thakur knew him because he had also connection with Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And he recommended our Guru Maharaj to take Harinam from him. And my Guruji, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, at that time he was Vimalananda Saraswati. And his sannyas name is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Vimalananda Saraswati previously was his title given by astronomer section Saraswati. He was Brahmachari from his birthhood and only reading Shastra and observing the Vrata, etc. And having a press and publishing books and journals in spiritual. He was recommended by Bhaktivinoda Thakur to take Harinam from Gaurakshara Babaji Maharaj. He approached. Then Gaurakshara Babaji told, yes, I am not independent, I shall ask my master if he agrees to accept you through me, then I shall fulfill your desire. Our Guru Maharaj told, I was famous at that time as a good Vaishnava theologist, well-read in the Vaishnava scriptures, and a pure character. Character, conduct and education and knowledge of Vaishnava, philosophy, all these things. I was already famous in the society. Still, he ignored me. Yes, I shall ask. The next time I approached him, have you asked Mahaprabhu? No, no, I forget. I forgot to ask permission. So, Guru Maharaj told to us, out of his humility, we take it, that I have some pride in me, that I am a good scholar, extraordinary scholar, and a man of pure character. But when I heard that he forgot, I am so many stalwarts, so-called stalwarts in the Vaishnava school, they are all aspiring to get me as their disciple. But I don't approach them. They are approaching me in some way or other. But I don't approach to anybody. Under the direction of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I am going to Gaurakishore Babaji. And he says that he has forgotten. There are so many other stalwarts in the sampradaya. They are so eager to get me as the disciple. And he says that so neglectfully. Oh, I have got that pride in me, so I am unfit for his discipleship. The next time I approach, yes, Mahaprabhu has accepted your prayer. You come. He says, now. And perhaps we are told here He was his only disciple, like Loknath Narottam. Loknath Goswami did not make any disciples, not in a mood to make disciples, but his disciple Narottam, he inundated the whole of North Bengal, collected numbers of disciples. So our Guru Maharaj, Lord Kishore Babaji, did not extend his grace to many, but our Guru Maharaj. But Guru Maharaj, taking the miser's property, distributed like anything, and aspired to conquer the whole world in the name of Mahaprabhu under this banner. So, Lord Kishore Babaji, Maharaj, temperament, nirapekkha, without caring for anything, but only for the Lord and his grace. Once we are told that Pran Gopal Goswami, who was a very renowned scholar of Bhagavatam and a good, he could explain Bhagavatam very beautifully, very popular explainer of Bhagavatam. But he approached Lord Kishore Goswami Prabhu once, Babaji Maharaj. They say that I can explain Bhagavatam very nicely. I like that if you hear one day my explanation of Bhagavatam, then I think myself that fortunate. But he does not say anything. Thrice he came with proposal, but he did not speak any word. But one day, he himself made some arrangement just before him, with his own men and his own materials, he came and made a sabha and gave him the invitation to many devotees and began Bhagavata reading just in his front. Balaji Maharaj is sitting without saying, uttering anything, always sitting still there, taking them. Then the Goswami went on, all the audience went away. Then he was asking his personal attendant, cleanse this place and smear with cow dung, purify. What's the matter, Babaji Maharaj? It is already clear and pure. Goswami came and discussed about Bhagavatam, explained Bhagavatam here. It is already pure. And why again I am to brush, you say, and to smear with cow dung? To be inside. Oh, you heard the explanation of Bhagavatam, but I heard only money. spread amongst people that Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj heard his explanation of Bhagavatam. It will fetch more money for him. He made Bhagavatam subservient to his ordinary life, sensual life. We should serve Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is Krishna himself, and we must serve Bhagavatam, leaving every comfort aside. We shall try to take the instruction of Bhagavatam from door to door to get relief to the so many suffering soul. But he is utilizing that Bhagavata katha, the purest, that the world is saving, that nectar, he is trying to utilize for his own sensual life. to serve this sensual life, he is committing offense against Bhagavatam. It is not service of Bhagavatam. In this way, another new young man taking initiation from somewhere, he built a cottage just beside in the Ganges bank. And he began to imitate Gaur Kishore Babaji. Very in abnegation, in renunciation, only once he takes some food, and that also he had done part, he takes this skull of the human skull.
Skull.
Use that as a pot, the water and everything in the skull. In this way he used to show, just like something like this, this Pinkari, the Guru Goswami. There's external renunciation, very strong external renunciation. And with that, and to chant the name, then son approached that this boy has come to imitate you and erected a cottage in competition in your side. What is this? Go to Babaji Maharaj. And he marked in a very curious way. That if a lady enters into the labor room and imitates some sound as she is feeling the pain of giving birth to a child, then child will come. That imitation of the sound and the imitation of the practice, the child won't come. So, the mere imitation, the Shuddha Sattva, you must come. There is a problem, many things before giving birth to a child, many things happened before. So, omitting all those things to approach the real Guru and then serve him, then to take the name and dedicating, then coming in contact with Shuddha Sattva, your conscious area, and then by serving, attending to a particular place, and then one may show all these natural vairagyam and taking the name. But he only enters like a lady and he imitates that he has got the highest attitude, highest result. This mere imitation cannot do anything. This to hear, he told. In this way, he has got many remarks about Shuddha Bhakti. And lastly, when he disappeared, there was a quarrel. The Sahajiya section wanted that they will have the under their control the Samadhi. And Guru Maharaj was informed, he was in Mayapur, he came. No, though he lived amongst you, but he was far from you. He was all Sahajiya section, but he was your devotee Mahabhagavat, and I am his disciple. I want to then take care of his Samadhi. Then he had to approach to the police station, and the sub-inspector, ordered that our Guru Maharaj, as he was a disciple of him, according to his wish, his Samadhi would be finished. It was done so. And at that time, Prabhupada first met Kunjababu, Kunjabihari Vidyabhushan, afterwards his general secretary, and then afterwards he was sannyasi, this Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj. He met him at that time, and gradually he approached him and became disciple, and began to organize the preaching campaign. And again, Guru Maharaj, when by the currents of the Ganges, the samadhi was place was broken, he removed the bones of Babaji Maharaj to Mayapur, and there he, in a box, we were present at that time. The remains were taken in a box and with mantram that were put under the ground there in Samadhi Mayapur, and the temple is built in the, just in the eastern side of Radha Kunda there in Chaitanya Mata. I have composed also a slok in praise of Gauta Shukravaji. Namo Namo Gauta Kishura Tupra. A few stanzas I composed about Gauta Kishura. And previously also there are another poems made by another pandit. Vande Guru. See, Vande Guru Gauta Kishura Tupra in this way. And mine is Namo Namo Gauta Kishura Tupra. Guru Guru Me Parama Guru Stam. In this way. Kachit Vajaranya Vivikta Vasi. Kachit Puna Gauta Vananta Chari. Sura Pagati Raju Vihari. Bahit Viraji Tavadhuta Vesi. Namo Namo Gauta Kishura. Sada Hare Krishna Pirmidara Santam Grihe Grihe Madhukari Matantam Namanti Deva Vijan Mahantam Namo Namo Gaura Kishora Tubha. In this way a few stanzas I have composed about him, over and over. So I dissolved the meeting. Jai Om Vishnu Bhakti Siddhanta Prasad Ki Jai.
Guru Maharaj?
Yeah.
I have heard.
Who are you? Who is he?
Krishna Kankara.
Then?
Parthamitra Das.
Parthamitra. Then? Varanda Maharaj. Yeah?
Bhakta Thomas.
Thomas. Then?
Arturo.
Huh?
Arturo.
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 Oh.
Arthur.
And
Jesus. Parama.
Yes. Who? Question?
Yes, Parthamitra. I'm asking, I have heard very vaguely of a pastime of Krishna called paying the toll. Krishna, he would hide in the bushes of Vrindavan, and Radharani with the other gopis would come to pick flowers. And Krishna would come out of the bushes and say that she had to pay a tax because he owned all the flowers of that forest.
We should not venture to try to conceive about those leelas because the misrepresentation will be hard, and in future it will, we shall have to meet the great difficulty when really we shall face that position.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not to be tackled. Mm-hmm. Only if we come in connection, we should show our reverence and keep it for our future.
Mm-hmm.
You see? By the higher mathematical astronomy. There is a brain will be puzzled and he will misconceive, and afterwards he will have to face a great difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
So, misunderstanding or malunderstanding will come to take place. It is not so. As conception we can have in our best consciousness here. It is far, far beyond. So we should not push thus in as angels fear to trade. Mm. Only this much we shall try to think, that Krishna is all in all, and all his whims, his desires, are purest and purifying the atmosphere. The standard of purity must be realized. What is the real standard of purity? Purity. To be acceptable to Krishna, then only pleasures are condemned for our selfish end. Selfish end. Because we are deviated from the absolute good of our reality. So, what is normal or absolute good in the highest realm, if that sort of right is exercised here in this mundane plane, it will be a great hindrance to that, to reach there. The prejudice, the nullified prejudice, that it would be very hard to remove them. That is aparad. Aparad. Misconception. But misconception, not innocent, but in the form of offense. Offense. Because that plane is not material, not objective, but subjective. Whatever misbehavior towards the higher subject, that is all offense. And that is the great detrimental to us. We should remember the fools rushing are angels, the archetypes. So those, and that will be, we may hope the time will come once when we shall be able to deal with those things properly. Properly. Unyavilasitasunam. Unyavilas, fleeting desires in our state. Sunam. Karma gyanat dhanavatam. Systematic activities with religious color. Having some relation with the spiritual truth. Education, but with connection with the spiritual truth, that is karma. Gyan, to understand that the environment where we are present, the everything is undesirable and harmful. And eagerness to renounce the whole present circumstance and the environment. Tag, liberation, emancipation. Adi, yoga and svaitilya are negligence and also inquiry after things subtle, higher, where we can have our some subjective position in the subtle world, where we can have our subjective position. We can control the subtle, control of subtle forces. Anavritam, anukullena krishnam. And also to reject the proposal of going against the pleasing plea of the Lord. That is Shuddha Bhakti, Bhakti Prapa. Then there is the Parabhog, and then Krishna Bhog. Then there is also Santo Dasya Sakha, Vatsalya, Though not same with this world, but similar, we can try to enter into. But this Madhura Rasa is very misty and of the highest type, especially Parokiya. Parokiya, which is not sanctioned by the society nor by the scriptures. Such independent contact with the Lord. He is above all, above everything. Not only above my life, my highest prospect, the society, the relatives, even my religion, consistent religion, everything is one side and all rejected for the quest, for our union with the truth. It has substance. So the step by step we must have to go forward. Otherwise from the worst step we try to understand the highest. That will be misconception, and those errors will be very difficult to be removed. So we are told that don't try to approach from this mundane place. The Bhagavatam has given the greatest warning. Vaitat samacharit jati manasapi jhanishara vinashvat acharam maudhyat jatha arudru ubdhijam visham. Yes, that is the highest achievement, no doubt. But never venture to approach that in an non-scientific way, improper way. If you do, you will be finished. Naitat samachari jatu. Jatu means never. No jatu. Never. Try to approach this higher truth. Naitat samacharit jatu. Even by mind, even mentally. The soldiers are practically trying to imitate that. But Bhagavatam has said clearly that not even mentally you should try to approach those lila, that heavenly, that divine lila of the Lord. So secret, private, purest thing. Even mentally. Manasa upi. What to speak of physical imitation. But mentally also you don't indulge yourself to bring that thing in your imagination. Manasapi. Anishara, who is not master of his own self, who has not controlled all his selfish propensities, tendencies. Anishara. If he does so, what will be the effect? Vinashati acharan maudha. If due to foolishness, stupidity, he ventures to approach, even by mind, he will be destroyed. Ruin is sure. Vinashati acharan maudha. Even due to this ignorance or stupidity or foolishness, he ventures to mix, to associate with that higher truth, he will be finished. How? Arudra Obdhijam Visham. Who is not Mahadev Shiva, if he goes to drink the poison, he is sure to die. But it was ornamental to a man of position like Mahadeva. Mahadeva, he took the poison. but he was Nilakantha. Some ornamental spot came in his throat. He did not die. But if an inferior position, then Shiva, he goes to drink poison, he is sure to die. This is also like that. So don't venture. It is not so. It is not so lower achievement, the highest achievement. And you have to follow state by state, state by state. And according to your purification, you will be able to perceive, to conceive. Otherwise, it will have no meaning to you. So, if really we want that high thing, then we must be very much careful. Otherwise, your future, your prospect will be spoiled for you. If you love you, if you love your own self, then for the sake of the prospect of your own self, you should avoid. Otherwise, that will be suicidal. Suicidal. It is there. The smallest portion can satisfy, but even the conception of one's own soul is can suffice to create a sensation of wonderfulness in his mental plane. Practical. It is practical. If eliminating your mind, which is mixed with these mundane ideas and thoughts, with the help of your pure intelligence, reason, conscience, you can catch up, you can rise up to the level where your soul is, your own soul, Atma. And you will be charmed to have the conception of that. That can stupefy you. Sufficient. The conception of your own soul can is sufficient to stupefy. That's what I am doing here.
Rajasthan, Abhishek, Pravati, Amitabh, Asanti. Rodhi, Sri, 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 Sri